from the University of Alaska at College. This is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
This is Jay Bardwell filling in this week. Last time we interviewed a new university employee, Don Scott, in his capacity as head of student activities. This week we want to hear his views in his other capacity as director of the Student Union Building, or SUB as it is commonly called. Don, just what is entailed in running the present facility?
Well, the present facility, as you may have noticed, Jay, is a little outdated, but there is always the normal housekeeping details to be attended to, just the normal janitorial service overseeing that, making sure that the information booth is properly staffed 16 hours a day so we are able to answer the calls coming into the university, make sure our game room is operative with our billiards and ping pong and cards, and our listening devices are set up for students to listen to their favorite tapes. Basically, to make sure that the union is properly programmed and that we are using the existing facility, which, as I indicated before, is inadequate, to the maximum of its effectiveness.
Now, outside on the campus, there's a big new sign announcing, presumably, what's going to be a new student union building. Just what's the story on that?
Yeah, this has been a real long struggle by the University of Alaska students and administration to produce this building and give us a much-needed facility that we can call our Campus Activity Center, which should be the social and intellectual hub of the university. The story in that basically is that it should be going out any time to bid, and we would expect completion on this building approximately September of 72. This building will have in it several dining facilities, small cafeteria, discotheque, listening rooms, a game room, which is with billiards and ping pong, approximately three times the size of our present building. We will have in that building probably everything that you would need, like in a small city, for the students to come from their dormitory and while away their idle hours that they may have left after putting in the grueling hours studying, come up to the Student Union Building and share a cup of coffee or compete in the normal games that we would have.
Does the state put full financial participation in that, or will there be a fund drive, or do the students pay through their card? How does...
The students have been are going to be assessed a set fee per semester for the use of the building, but I believe the financing was originally done by a revenue bond and is being paid for by the joyful taxpayers of the state of Alaska.
Now, I had a question here. I think you may have told me. When do you anticipate completion of the thing?
Yes, you can never tell with the climate being what it is up here. You only have 5-6 months that you can work outside. So if the building is properly capped and canned, I guess they say, in the construction terms, we should be well underway with the building this time next year and be a matter of finishing off the inside. So in September of 72, we should take occupancy of the building.
Are you going to call that one the Sub 2?
No, it will be called the new Campus Activity Center. To make sure that we don't specialize, that this is just a place for students. This is a place for students, faculty, staff, and the children of the students, faculty, and staff.
Well, as a new man on campus myself, I've really appreciated the old Sub, but I'm sure this new one you've told me about will be a big hit. This is Jay Bardwell for the university.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.